Hello.
Hello, my name is Percy, and we're calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in Texas. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes, I'm ready to vote.
All right, so that would be a yes. So as you may know, there will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for the U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for local offices like state legislature. Will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary, probably vote, or wait until November to vote in the general election?
I will vote in the primary.
Would that be definitely vote or probably
Yes.
vote?
Definitely vote.
All right. So first, I'm gonna tell you a list of some people and organizations. And if you could tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or a very unfavorable opinion of each of the following. And I can totally read those options if you need to. So the first person is Harold Dutton. Would you say you have a very favorable opinion towards him? Somewhat favorable, somewhat
Yes, very
unfavorable.
favorable.
All right. What about Joyce Chapman?
I don't know. I don't know her.
All
So
right.
I can't comment either way.
Okay, that's okay. What about the House Independent School District, or also known as HISD?
Houston or Houston?
Houston Independent School District.
I don't know. I'm not affiliated with them.
All right. What about Shayla Jackson Lee? Or, well, Sheila.
Favorable.
Would that be very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very.
All right. What about Danny Norris?
Don't know. I don't know who that is.
Okay. And what about Clint Van Horn?
Don't know who that is.
All right. That's okay. Now, as you may know, the state of Texas has taken over the running of the Houston Independent School District. So which one would you say is closer to your opinion about this? And there are two statements. The first one is support a state takeover because HISD schools are failing our kids and working conditions for teachers and staff are dangerous. Or the second option, which is oppose a state takeover because our local community and elected leaders know best how to run our schools.
I would say support. And I have a question. You asked me only about Democratic Party. You didn't ask me about the Republican Party. Is there any reason why?
Well, really just in this survey, it doesn't talk that much about the Republican Party. It's just like specifically about the Democratic primary.
Oh, okay.
Right, so as you may know, in March, there will be a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which of these four candidates would you vote for if you had to choose today? And the options are Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Van Horn, or Danny Norris.
I'm only familiar with Harold Dutton.
All right. So next, I'm going to read you a few statements about State Representative Harold Dutton and his record. And if you could rate your reaction to each of them as either very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative. And I can read those again. So the first statement is, he is fighting against the extreme Republican ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion, even in cases of rape or incest. Would you say you have a very positive reaction towards this? Somewhat positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
Who made this statement again?
Harold Dutton.
And he said what?
Well, the statement says, he is fighting against extreme Republicans' bans on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion, even in cases of rape or incest.
Yeah, I favor what he's saying because I don't think that that should be a law.
So would you say you have a very positive reaction towards this? A somewhat positive reaction? A somewhat negative reaction?
Positive.
All right, would that be
Positive.
very positive or somewhat positive?
Very.
Okay. Harold Dutton worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his voucher scheme.
I
Would
mean,
you
if it's
say,
true.
All right. Would you say you have a very positive reaction towards this? A somewhat positive, a somewhat negative, or a very negative?
I can't say either way on that one.
All right. The next statement is, Dutton voted to create more affordable housing in Houston. Would you say you have a very positive reaction towards this? A somewhat
positive.
All right. Harold Dutton has led the fight to provide free health care to uninsured lower-income Texans paid for by free federal government Medicaid money.
Okay, I don't have a problem with that. Very positive.
Okay. He voted for a cut in property taxes that gives the biggest percentage compensating to lower and middle income homeowners.
Yeah, I'm all for that.
All right. Would you say you have a very positive opinion towards this or maybe somewhat positive?
Very positive.
All right. Harold Dutton supports the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote the law allowing the state to do it.
Very positive.
And Representative Dutton was the only Democrat in the state house to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff of personally profiting from his office and helping a wealthy campaign contributor avoid prosecution.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that one. That's not a very positive thing for me.
All right, so maybe would you say that's somewhat negative or very negative?
My response is somewhat negative.
All right. So, based on this information, like about the said statements before, which of the following four candidates would you vote for in the upcoming Democratic primary for State House if you had to choose today? And the candidates are Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Van Horn, and Jenny Norris.
It would more likely be Harold Dutton.
All right. So, if you don't mind, could you please tell me your age? Or if you want, I could give you a range of ages, and you can tell me which one you fit under.
Let's go with the range.
All right. So, the ranges are 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over.
40 to 54.
All right. Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
I own it.
Okay. Do you consider yourself to be African American or Black?
I'm not going to comment.
All right, that's okay. Do you consider yourself to be Mexican or Hispanic / Latino heritage?
I'm not going to comment.
Okay. Do you have any children currently in the local public schools?
I do.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it.
All right. You take care.
All right, you too. Have a good day.
You do the same.